The word angelos in Greek, you know, means messenger. Evangelion, evangel. You know, we have a word, evangel. Evangel, no. We have some word, evangelist. And that comes from good angelos, good news, okay? And so, in Hebrew, the word is malach, and it means more like a messenger or that sort of a thing. So I'm sending an angel before you to guard you on your way. God, this is the book of Exodus, and the Lord's talking to his people. Now be attentive to him and hear his voice. Presumes what? He's going to talk. Pay attention to his voice. See? Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your sin. He's got authority too. My authority resides in him. If you heed his voice and carry out all I tell you, I will be an enemy to your enemy and a friend to your friends. My angel will go before you and bring you to the Amorites, Hittites, and all these others, and I will wipe them out. So an angel is somebody God gives to protect and guide us. And every one of us has a guardian angel. When was the last time you talked to your guardian angel? I'll tell you, I talked to him once in a while for a while. And then one time, I don't remember now how many years ago, 40 or 50 maybe, a long time ago anyway. We worked all day on the field baling hay. But the baler was busted a bit, so I had to sit on the back of it and cut the cord every time because the thing wasn't working right. So I got home, and I couldn't find my knife. I liked this knife. And so the next day, we're going back out to work, and I said to the fellow in charge of the farm, can I take the Jeep and go back up there where we were working? And he said, look, there's 60 acres up there. How are you going to find your knife? I said, I don't know, but give me 10 minutes. He said, okay. Well, I drove up there, I got out of the Jeep, and I prayed to my guardian angel. It wasn't like I did this every day, but I said, you know, guardian angel, would you help me find that knife? This is a 60-acre field, okay? I walked right to it, picked it up. I said, gosh, you really do operate, don't you? So then I said, well, what's your name? And he said, Samuel, Shemuel. God hears. So I've been pretty close to him ever since. He's helped me out a lot. I learned a lot from him too. I remember, don't quit. You know, sometimes my hands are bad and I can't do much with them, and I had to open this jar, and I couldn't get it to go. So I said to Samuel, will you help me? He said, you can do it, just go ahead. It hurt. Bingo, but I got it. I said, don't ever quit. Something's hard, it's hard. Okay, it's hard. But don't quit. Now that did me a lot more good than if he'd opened the jar for me. So anyway, they're real. And to think, and they're enormous. They're smart. They're powerful. And every one of us has one to look after just you. Now you say that's good because it's a full-time job. But it is nice to be aware of your angel. You can ask him, her, I don't know, his name. I did that day when I was, you know, when he helped me find that knife. I just said, well, what's your name? And he said, Samuel, Shema, El, God hears. And so, it's a feast in the calendar of the church to honor the guardian angels. We never think much about them, you know, but it would be very helpful if we did, I think. because they'll remind you of all kinds of things, like, you didn't get your prayer in today. Whoop. I mean, he'll help us out. But the thing that's amazing is that after everything else, giving us existence, giving us health, giving us an education, putting us in a part of the world which, at least not yet, is war-torn, you know? And on top of all of that, giving us an angel to look after us. And I know, I can't go through them all now, how many times in my life I've been saved from death by my angel. And I've lived in some pretty dangerous parts of the world. And other ways too. So I would say today, if you haven't, introduce yourself. And ask the angel what his name is. And if you don't hear right away, that's okay. But realize that this angel is another gift from God. And as I say, maybe because I've been in so many tight spots, I don't know, but I'm very aware of my angel. And I ask him to help me out a lot. And he, like that lesson, you know, don't quit when it hurts, just keep it up. Bingo, the thing opened up. And I say, well, thank you, Samuel. I used to call him Sam, actually. And I felt that wasn't respectful enough. So now I call him Samuel, because that's his name, as far as I know. So it's a wonderful feast, isn't it? And you see, our Lord says about the children, you see, don't despise these little ones. Their angel sees my Father. And the Father is telling them what to do with these children. So, and all you children back there, go talk to your angel today. Introduce yourself if you haven't before. And be aware of him.